We're talking about seeing. Seeing is truth, you said, Kim.
Seeing is truth. Seeing is being part of the consciousness, opening up your mind. So your seeing is not always with your eyesight. It is more like a feeling, a knowing, a truth within.
Seeing, though, isn't just mind. You could see with your spirit. You could see with body, even. I mean, to me, seeing, to truly see, is very, very dynamic. It's actually kind of hard to even put into words.
Right.
It is not, okay, I've heard it said this way, just to help the logical mind make sense of it. See with the eye behind the eye.
Yeah, the third eye.
And to the point, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be happy, if you want peace, love, bliss, joy, ecstasy, all these things humans say they want all the time, you have got to be willing to see.
Yes.
You've got to be willing to become conscious of what's going on. So here's a very specific example. Let's go back in time, Kim. About what? A year, a little over a year, 3-4 months ago. Jill comes wandering into Kim's shop. And she is like, I do not know what is going on. Which was not true. I just had so much going on, I could not see straight.
Yes.
And I needed help to see. I needed someone else to help me get the clarity I needed to see what was going on. And that's what you do, Kim, is you help. You didn't see for me.
No.
You didn't want to do stuff for me, but you were really, really, really good at going, this is what we're going to look at today. And then, like, there's this piece of us that wants to say, but I want to look at all of it. And you're like, we need to just look at this piece today, okay? Because the piece of us that wants to look at all of it is the piece that's saying, I don't want to see.
Yeah.
That's what that really means. I don't want to see. And Kim would look at Jill and go, we're going to look at this piece. And you're very gentle about it. You're also very bossy and firm in a loving way. Isn't it true?
Yeah.
How would you describe it? How you help people see.
It depends on the person. So yeah. It's very individualized. But the word clarity, when you said that, I was like, yes, that is seeing. It's just being more clear in regards to who you are, what you like, what you don't like, your belief systems, being clear as to how your physical body moves and flows through things. If there is a... If there's a blood clot in your veins, things are not running smoothly. They're not clear. There's congestion. So it's you're going to then feel that all around you, and then you're not going to be able to see. They put that in quotes. You're not going to be able to see what's going on because your body's trying to tell you something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong.
And when your body's telling you something's wrong, you really don't care how you get healthy, quite honestly. You just want to feel better. You want health again.
Yes.
You don't care how you get there.
Right.
But you get so kind of like, it's like you want to skip over all the stuff. When you're not feeling well, you say, I just want that. I just want that. So when you talk to, say, someone like Kim, she's like, okay, I can help you see the path, the steps you need to take to get to health. Okay. It's a very common response to have health crisis and or mental health crisis come up. And we really do need help and guidance from helpful people, though. From helpful people is what I said there.
Yeah.
I couldn't even hardly say it properly. Helpful people. So let me ask you this specifically. If I come to you, Kim, and I say, all right, we're great, Kim, we've sorted out all these other things now, but what about Hashimoto's? I just want to talk about Hashimoto's. I have that. I'm not saying I have, but let's say I do have it.
Right.
I can't get past that. And I go, I can't talk about health. I can't talk about other stuff. That's what's going on. What's Hashimoto's? What's Hashimoto's? And what I think I'm asking in that moment is like, how do I manage my Hashimoto's so that I can be healthy? And what would Kim say to that?
Kim was going to say, well, Hashimoto's is just a diagnosis. It is not actually what is really going on in the body. The body's just trying to tell you it is stuck. And we need to find the areas that it's stuck. Where is it not processing? Where is it not detoxifying?
And when you say find, you kind of mean we need to see.
Yes. We need to see where is the energy disruption? Is it mental disruption? Is it a physical, actual physical disruption? Or is it a spiritual, energetic disruption?
Or a combination of any and all of those.
Yep. Yeah. Because they can literally disrupt a flow within your physical body.
So getting attached to a diagnosis can get us stuck where we can't see.
Correct.
And I have had dealings with diagnosis and medical stuff for a very long time in my life. But I decided at a very young age that I wouldn't consent to the diagnosis.
Yep.
And I still don't consent to them. I use them as guidance and as pointers.
Exactly. That's how they're supposed to be.
They guide me. They point me. Yeah. Yes. But, and interestingly, as you know, one of the things that I've had throughout a very long part of my life has been headaches and migraines. And I found recently, Kim, when I spoke to people and they wanted to know stuff about me, they would listen intently if I talk about headaches.
Yes.
But if I talked about anything other than that, meaning that's just a pointer. It's helped me. I've learned this. Yeah. This is what's changed. This is what's going well. This is how good I'm feeling. They would tune out. Not interested. Yeah. I want to hear about your diagnosis. I don't want to talk about the diagnosis. I want to talk about what I've learned from it. What's going well. How I've grown. Blah, blah, blah. Tuned out, started talking about something else.
Yep.
Which was fine by me. I was just like, no problem. Because for me, it was kind of a life test going, I don't need someone else to engage on this. I'm still going to engage what I see from it, the consciousness I brought to it. And that was a tool to get me what I want, which is feeling health, feeling wellness, feeling blissful. Let's use words people don't usually use. Blissful, ecstatic. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you heard those words?
Very long time.
But to see, we have to see energies. We have to see thoughts. We have to see the effects those things are having on us is really what we're seeing, right?
Yeah. And when I have used the tool a lot of times, show me. So I'll say it out to energy all around, to my higher self. And I say, show me this. Show me where this potential problem is or whatever it is. Show me where I am stuck. Show me why I'm not clear. Okay. Sometimes we get the answers right away. Other times it takes a little bit while to get the answers that we want to see. Okay. So when we say show me, we're actually being shown instantly the answers, but we overlook them because we're not seeing. We don't see.
Well, and sometimes it's like our vision is clouded. We have so much stuff going on.
We can't calm.
What do they say? You can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
It's there. It doesn't mean it's not there. You just can't see it.
Yep.
And that's where, when we talk about stuff, that's where dailies come in. That's where the why and the how, what we're seeing, the guidance. And sometimes going, like, if you know, I mean, listen, on the daily, sometimes you'll start a message and I'm sitting there, I can't see it. I can't feel it. I'm like, wow, I'm curious enough to play with it and go with it. And then all of a sudden it hits a point where I'm like, oh my gosh, I actually do. I didn't realize at all that was going on in the way you say, start describing it. And it's not like I get in consensus with you. It's that eventually we're focusing on it. And when you focus on something, what happens when we use our eyes and we focus on something? It eventually becomes clear when we let our eyes focus on it. Yep. Right now in life, we're sometimes so busy we can't even focus on something.
Yep. They're kind of saying seeing is like feeling peace.
Ooh.
And I'm like, interesting.
Seeing is feeling peace. What are we seeing when we're feeling peace? I would say we're probably seeing life for what life is.
Yeah.
For real. Life, not the life we've made up, not the life that's in our heads, in our minds, not the life that carries all the bullshit we've accumulated in our own life, like true life, life with a capital L. When we see that life, yeah, it's peaceful. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So that's true seeing.
Yep. I've heard the saying, seeing is believing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, but that's, people use that in the physical. They'll say like, I'll believe that when I see it, you know? And it's like, this is different. This is a different vibration.
That's for your conscious mind.
Yes.
And that has a place. That's not,
right.
We're not talking about that here though, right now.
No.
Yeah. Actually, you would believe.
Yeah.
You would actually go even deeper than that.
Just think of, okay, all these terminologies and all these words, all these metaphors, analogies, like all these things that come through like all the time. We have created such a distraction. These words, like, we can, they can be so twisted and manipulated into so many different ways. That was never meant to be on Earth.
Do you know that there's a few, like, ancient languages that are still active on Earth? There's, most of them are inactive or dormant at the moment.
Yeah.
But there are a few old languages that are still here. And that the, as we know as a letter, and I'm just picking a random one, I'm not giving, but let's just say the letter K, each line and direction originally had meaning.
Yeah.
For every single letter. And just like to think about that, how we throw letters and words and like, it's like, and then we wonder why it's chaotic. Well, at one point in time, people were very intentional, very methodical. Their minds were much quieter.
Yes.
And then information would come from life. Information would come and would guide. And that's what we're trying to do with the dailies, is help people get some information through all of the chaos, through all of the cloudiness, through all the, you know, so that you have some guidance so you can see what direction you want to go, so you can choose what you want to create, what you want to experience.
Yep. We're just giving people the opportunity of choice.
We're giving people the opportunity of choice. That's nice. What do you want to create today? Do you want, like, for example, very specifically today, there's a very wild, chaotic energy to the morning, to the evening, and last night and into the morning, it was wild.
Yep.
And basically, we asked, we presented to people, pick it. Do you want to choose wild, chaotic, kind of crazy energy, or would you like to play with that energy? Was one example.
Yep.
Okay. Got anything else to say about seeing? Got a summary there?
Mm-hmm. No.